Welcome to the Wellbeing Project, where we delve into crucial topics within the yachting industry. In this episode, we tackle the pressing issue of harassment in yachting. Through personal stories and insights, we unravel the complexities of harassment, its various forms from racial to psychological, and the impact it has on individuals' mental health. Tune in to hear firsthand experiences, the challenges faced, and the ongoing conversation about finding solutions and accountability within the industry. Whether you're part of the yachting world or simply interested in learning more, this episode is a must listen for understanding and addressing behaviors that need to change.
Right, today we're going to speak about harassment, which is a big topic in our industry because it is a behavior that unfortunately occurs frequently. Just to give you some context around harassment and what it means, it is behavior that's unwelcomed and it's designed to humiliate, intimidate, or threaten. And it usually involves a misuse of power. So the yachting industry, obviously, it's hierarchical in nature. So that is quite common where you see a misuse of power. There's also different forms of harassment. There's not only sexual, and I was just discussing this with our interviewee. So it includes racial, psychological, so bullying, as well as workplace harassment. So there's a few there. Welcome to the show. Thank you. I'm not going to mention your name because of identity reasons. Thank you so much for having the courage to not only share your story, but represent so many other crew members who have experienced harassment.
Hello. Thank you for inviting me to this very important space where I think us, the crew member, can express and speak out about our experiences that not many people talk about that. So I'm really thankful about this moment.
Thank you. So before we dive in and you share your powerful story, how long have you been working in the industry for?
I've been working in the industry for almost 6 years, if it's not already 6 years. Yeah, it's been a long time.
Okay, and how many vessels have you worked on where you've experienced harassment?
I think probably two or three.
And were they once-off or reoccurring?
They were reoccurring. And for example, in one was like related to, it was a very like a little bit racist against me. And the other was a captain that was like being abusive just because of his drunk. Or he was also like, he was drinking a lot. He was being very rude to us. And on the last boat, this person was being very like psychological abusive against the girls in the interior.
What does that look like in behavior? So psychological abuse, being psychologically abusive, what did that look like?
Well, it's horrible because I just felt very demotivated, like all my passion for work, like even like waking up every day and thinking that I had to be surrounded. This guy, it was bad because I felt that I had to be avoiding this person. And then when you're working on a boat or in a very small space, what you want is like being all like a family and getting along with each other.
Absolutely. Then looking at the perpetrator's behavior, did it take time before the harassment occurred? Were they very pleasant and flattering in the beginning and then it started, or it was quite immediate?
You know, it's interesting because at the beginning when he joined the boat, I thought, he seems to be a very professional person. He seems to be nice. I really like him. And he was always like trying to be like funny with me. And actually, he was the person who promoted me as a chief stewardess because I joined that vessel as a second stewardess. So I thought, that's very nice from him. He's going to give me the opportunity. But then with after some weeks, I started seeing like his real personality. He started being a little bit rude. And at the beginning, I thought that it was just with me. But then I realized it was also with other people, especially with girls. So I don't know what he had against women.
Okay. Yeah, very challenging, as you mentioned, working and living in an environment like that where you don't feel safe. Very, very difficult. You were not the only target. Other female crew members in this instance were as well.
Yeah. And also at the beginning, he was talking, let's say I'm just going to give an example. I was like in the bridge, I was printing something and then he was watching the camera and he was like, hey, come here and watch this. Take a look at this. And he was pointing the chief engineer that was working in the engine room and he was making comments like rude comments. Like, hey, this asshole doesn't know anything about what he's doing. And I was like, I wanted to say something to him like, hey, don't treat that person like that. But since I was just like getting to know him, I didn't know what to say, which right now I feel bad because I should have stopped that since the beginning. And then I heard that he was telling these kind of things, this side of comments to other crew members. So it was like very humiliating what he was doing. And then this just gave me an idea about what kind of person he was. Because if he was doing that to one person, obviously he was going to go to another crew member.
Absolutely. Okay, so looking at inappropriate behaviors in our industry, and I know this happened for me when I was working on board where I had to receive my monthly payment in the captain's cabin, which is not
really
to receive money that way. And I believe from memory, I was being paid cash back then. So that was also unusual. And the comment that he made to me, which certainly made me feel uncomfortable, was next time when you receive your money, wear a shorter skirt. And as you know, in our industry, our skirts are pretty short anyway, so I don't think you could get much shorter. So that brings back to the behaviors and how it can make one feel uncomfortable. However, because it's common behaviors in the industry, we tend to dismiss it and shrug it off and go, it's the industry, or that's what some captains are like, and you just got to deal with it. If you're not strong enough to cope with it, not the industry for you, move on. Land-based organizations, majority wouldn't tolerate that sort of behavior. There would be an investigation and a termination. Doesn't really happen in our industry, unfortunately. So can you elaborate more on some of the behaviors of harassment that you experience? Because I'm sure there are other crew members who can resonate with what you're about to share.
Like in general, okay. Luckily, I have never had a captain or a person that has been like hitting on me or like trying to flirt it, but people that have been like making comments that have been making me feel uncomfortable or talking about my age or the other girl's age or like, eh, why are you going dressed out like that? Like those type of comments. And as you were mentioning before, yeah, I have heard a lot that many girls have been treated like that as well from other crew members. But I think it also depends on these people. These girls, because sometimes they just don't say anything or they are happy with that. Or as you said, they feel like that's how the industry is. And that's why every time I join a new vessel, I just pray that the environment is good. And yeah, because otherwise I would feel very uncomfortable.
Yes, absolutely. How do you think these behaviors, because now I can hear you're a bit apprehensive when you join a new vessel and you're just hoping that it is professional. So how have these behaviors impacted you professionally and personally?
It's definitely something that doesn't make me happy. And I think that these kind of things shouldn't be like that, because if you're going to join a new job in general, you are always like happy, motivated, excited to share your knowledge. To learn knowledge from the other side. But yeah, sadly, I always join a new boat with that fear, like hoping that the crew are normal. Mm-hmm. And that shouldn't be like that, because especially I think it's more us as a woman. And it's kind of sad, because I'm sure probably men, like male crew members, they're not thinking about these kind of things. But it's more for us female that are always like hoping that everything is like safe for us.
Yeah, 100%. And the feelings that you were referring to earlier, like feeling bad, very normal and common for victims to feel shame and guilt around what they've experienced, and they might not speak up. So given your situation and other females on board being impacted, at what point did the crew start talking about it and questioning the behavior?
Because it was like, it wasn't like once or twice. So we started noticing these things like constantly. So we started talking like in private when we were together, and we were like, yeah, this doesn't feel good. And I was the chief steward at that moment. So obviously I felt very bad seeing that the second and the third year. There's two words also weren't feeling happy working in that environment. Mm-hmm. Because I was the one that hired them. So I was feeling so bad, like, sorry, girls, from bringing you here. So yeah, I felt terrible, because I didn't know how to fix that, because I was also the one feeling that way.
Okay. So talking about fixing, I know that eventually you made a report. How long did it take you to make that report? No judgment. And what was the process?
So when I decided to quit, I was thinking about, to be honest, at the beginning, I was doubting. I was like, should I write something, or should I just like leave without saying anything? But at the end, I was like, no, I need to do something, even for the future crew members. Otherwise, this boat or even the industry is going to keep the same. So I spoke with the girls, and we decided to start writing something like separately, based on our own experiences. Because the good thing is that each of us started like writing, like taking notes of things that had happened to each one. So we did that, and then we sent the emails. And also another thing, I wasn't sure if I had to send this while I was still on the boat or just after I leave the boat, just because I was afraid I didn't want this person, the captain. I was afraid that he was going to change his attitude, his behavior, because he was already being rude to us. He wasn't even speaking to us. Can you relieve that? So he was like always at the bridge, and everything. If he wanted to say something to us, he was always sending the first officer. So that's a very a psychological.
Yeah, I know what you're referring to. It's also a form of bullying.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Because he wasn't talking at all. At all. Mm-hmm. And we were also doing things that we weren't supposed to be doing. Like, for example, the bus was off the boat, and we have like 2 weeks off, something like that. And he wanted us to work on deck every day from 8 till the end of the day. And obviously the other two girls were like, no, I wasn't hired for this. But I was like, maybe I was thinking, oh, maybe I, as a chief student, to give example, lead by example. So I was the one working on deck with the guys. I don't know. I don't know if I even took or made the right decision, or maybe probably I should have been more like, no, I am working just in the interior. But I just wanted him not to be upset. But he was like that anyway.
Very difficult situation to be in. So what was the outcome when you did make a report?
So we sent that letter to the management company and also to Flagman. But but I never got any reply on my email. I was checking it every every day. I didn't get anything. But I think the two girls, they got an answer, but it was something like, it wasn't something that was going to follow it up. It was something like, I'm sorry to hear what happened to you, but this is not from our department. We can't do anything about it. So it was very like dismissive. We just felt, yes, we felt that we didn't have someone to support, to trust, or to support us. So we just left. But at the end, we just thought, well, at least we tried and we did what we could.
And I guess the response that would have been more preferable would be, I'm so sorry to hear this, which they did. Let me find out which department to refer this to, and I'll follow up with you within 24 hours. Because what it sounds like is they're not taking this behavior seriously. And that makes me very disappointed, given what some of these management companies are advocating for. So, yeah, I think this certainly needs to be looked into further. And other crew out there listening to this conversation, please do reach out if you've had similar experiences. Okay, so what was the tipping point for you on board those vessels that you worked on where you experienced harassment and you decided that's enough?
Just when I was feeling that my mental health was like down, that I was unhappy even on my days off. I didn't know what else to do, especially I'm talking more about my last boat, because especially we were in a place that was almost empty. So I was thinking, if while I'm working, I'm not being happy, and when I'm having days off, I'm still like not happy because I didn't have anything to distract my mind. So I thought, I just need to move on or try something different. And the girls were also, they agreed with that they weren't going to stay there just because of the money.
Yeah. And you know what, in those instances where you feel isolated, you feel trapped, you feel your mental health has been impacted, while you're working through this problem and making a decision for yourself, your team can be your strongest ally, where you can lean on each other to get through it. And it's challenging some thoughts, such as a common one is, I need this experience and time on my CV in order to get another job. It's being together, supporting one another and saying, hold on, is it worth sacrificing my mental health and tolerating this disgusting, appalling behavior just for the sake of having a job?
Exactly. Because, for example, when I got promoted, I was thinking, oh, wow, this is going to be nice for me, for my career. Especially because I like building longevity on every boat I go. So since that was my first boat as chief steward, as I was thinking about staying there for 1 year, that was my goal. But then I thought, this is going the way that it's going right now. I'm just going to lose my mind. So I thought, okay, I'm going to aim 3 months here. So 3 months, I think I was just going week by week. But then it got to a point that I was like, no, I think my mental health is more important than this. And this person, the captain, was like, no, but you need to stay. It is not going to be easy for you to find a boat because you are 34. Because, and always like saying these kind of things, that was putting me down. So I just felt that I was in the wrong place.
Yeah, and that makes it even harder to leave because he's engaging in manipulation and blackmail. Mm-hmm. What is your advice to crew who may be on board right now experiencing harassment? I know we've given a few tips in your discussion about how it impacts mental health, but if there's something that you want to say, what would you like to say?
I would like to give them the courage to speak out, to know that they're very valuable. And it doesn't matter what they're going through at the moment, I'm sure. They are not the first or the last people going through that. And it's always important just to go and speak. Let's say your head of department or your captain. If not, hopefully the management company that's going to be doing something for you. But yeah, always do something, because we're here in the world in general just to make things better and try to fix for future generations.
100%. Thank you for your time. Thank you for your courage. And thank you also for your bravery in terms of, I know English is not your first language, so you've done extremely well speaking from your heart. Isn't that proud? So yeah, thank you so much, and keep doing what you're doing. And I wish you all the very best in your career.